I want you to soak that a little bit. Your life is about to go into another dimension. Because wisdom is the highest form of God manifestation. Okay. Wisdom is insight in the invisible. And once you see it in the invisible, you have the ability to call it into the visible. So what it will do, it will highlight your life so much that no standard on earth can cause you to collapse. Now listen now, we're talking about God's wisdom. We're going to read from the book of Proverbs. We're going to read, there's a scripture in Ephesians, talk about the manifold wisdom of God. Manifold mean different aspect of light. Different aspect of divine light. Different aspect of seeing things you cannot see naturally. So many things that are a hindrance to your life will become a reverse today. This wisdom only functions in the aspect of the spirit world. And so the Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of wisdom, say the spirit of wisdom. Who can make contact with your recreated human spirit or the divine nature that you have on the inside of you and give you, listen to me, inside information that is not written by the government, that science and Harvard University do not know. The church must rise and take her supreme place of being able to function in a dimension that cannot be overwritten. Believers live too low. But the Holy Spirit is desiring to get you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
To get you in a wisdom flow. That you may be able to travel in traffic. Which is divine traffic that religious spirit has never gone. I will begin this teaching this morning. A lot of live destinies are going to change this morning. Where you've been held back. As a black people, you will find out that in the spirit, there's no race or creed. That God is in the blessing business. And he bless whosoever obeys him. Raise your hand, raise your hand. Let the Lord know you ain't on it. So I want to teach you. And I want to teach you apostolically and prophetically. That you can begin to live a profound life. A life that cannot be understood naturally. You can do this because you're born of God's spirit. All you have to do is have the information properly. And the Holy Spirit is an information carrier. And he don't carry normal information. He has you walking on levels that other people don't even understand what you're doing. And it's time. It's time for the church to arise. Well, listen to me. In her supreme position. It's time for sinners not be able to walk shoulder to shoulder with a child of God and say, look at me, look at it. No, no. It's time for you to get up higher that you can draw them to Christ. You can't draw them to Christ being equal with him. So that's some divine things. What I say? That we need to permit our partner, the Holy Spirit, to show us. Precious Holy Spirit, invade this place. There are men and women here that you have desires for places for them to go they have never been. Teach them this morning that they move in the flow with the Holy Spirit and the flow with your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Look at one or two verses. to put a foundation under this teaching. In Proverbs, maybe I should do it this way. Look to Ephesians 3 for a minute. Ephesians. And it'll foundation us in a better position. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Ephesians 3:10. This will sort of be the hub, H-U-B, in which we're going to dance around. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the who?
Church.
Might be known by who?
Church.
What?
The
manifold. Now hold that. The manifold, underline that in your Bible. The manifold wisdom of God. What the word manifold mean? Huh? Many facet, different dimension. The manifold wisdom of God. Now you thought you have been living. But the next 25 minutes, you're going to find out I haven't lived my first life yet. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Now there's a lot of reading I could do in Proverbs. I want you to mark Proverbs 4, 5 to 11. I want you to be studying that during the week. And Proverbs 3, 13 to 26. Because I want you to get, watch how I say it, real acquainted with her. I don't know why God called her a her, but he called wisdom a her. I don't know what's up with us men. He called wisdom a her and a she. Maybe we're not detailed enough to be wisdom. You know, women are detailed. Men, maybe we're not detailed enough. You know, we're conquerors. We want conquerors, so we cut the tree down instead of picking the fruit. We're conquerors. Look, I cut the whole tree down. She said, honey, that's what we're going to live by next week. Now nothing more going to grow. You done cut the tree now with your macho self. You follow what I'm saying? So the Lord called Solomon, and through the Spirit, he called wisdom her. Now, you're supposed to be wearing a crown of wisdom. Matter of fact, that's the crowning factor of your life. That you're wiser than any situation, any circumstance. Come on now, class. Any decision you have to make, you're wiser than the decision. Because nothing in this world system, government, science-wise, political-wise, there's nothing in this system can work with this kind of wisdom. The Lord want to put you in a position where you know. No matter what come up, you know. I believe wisdom is the mind of God. I believe when one walk in wisdom, they are eavesdropping on God thinking. In given situation, you know, God think past, present, and future. Come on, don't miss that. God's mind is the answer to everything in the past, present, and future. So when he let us eavesdrop on his wisdom, nothing can surprise us. We become the surprise. May all of your lives become a surprise. May from this day forward you be opening surprises in your life from God by functioning in God's wisdom. May you never have another dull moment in your life. Come on, talk to me. In the spirit, surprise, surprise, surprise. All type of surprises going to come through this adventure and this journey of wisdom that the Father is about to take us through. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do you think he have any surprises? So this is something that I want you to be able to wear. This is something I want you to be able to answer life dilemmas from your crown of wisdom that you're wearing. So I want to dissect it as much as the Holy Spirit permit me to this morning. Now look in Proverbs, you may see Proverbs chapter 4. There's a lot of reading, but these two verses hit it. The manifold wisdom of God. Verse 9. Begin with she. Talking about wisdom, you know. Yeah, she give to thine head, and all y'all shout at one time, an ornament of grace. You know when you meet a graceful person just operating in grace, they're blessed. But also he say, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. See, wisdom. Wisdom deliver to you a crown of glory when you understand it. Now, the definition, I'll get to it sometime in this series, but the definition and the insight of wisdom is in James 3. One of the things about wisdom is pure, it's gentle. It does not have to be riled up because it knows it has no match. So you can't intimidate a person who walks in wisdom. Talk to me here. Because they know they're already ahead of you. So when you look at, you see there's other kind of sensual wisdom and there's devilish wisdom. All three of them there are defined in James 3. Then, before I go any further, when the trials of life are coming upon thee and you don't know what to do and what way to turn, James 1:5. Say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. God who never run out of wisdom. See. So the thing that we have, decision we have to make, the things we're dealing with, we must not make them without wisdom. So what we do? We stop and ask God. What to do there? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. See that scripture? What did he do to you? Give it to all men what? I want, the Holy Spirit just hit me with something. I want you to know, when I read that giveth all men living, for the first time in my life, he can't run out. Write that down. He can't run out. God has wisdom for everything. So he can give it out liberally. And don't worry, I can't get yours. Not bread and wine, it should be given to him. And then you got to act in faith. You can't be double-minded. You can't be wondering about I'm going to win or lose. You got to know what you say. There you go now. I'm going to start giving you some heavy points here. The most crisis moment in your life. How many of y'all have had some crisis in your life? Some of y'all might have some things you're dealing with now. But listen to this from wisdom as she speak to you. The most crisis moment in your life is about to explode in your favor. Matter of fact, now you, I mean, it's off the hook here. Matter of fact, the crisis came to increase your favor. Instead of you crying about it, what I'm going to do and what going to happen, it came, the Lord permitted it. To tell you you've been on this mountain too long. You've been on this level too long. Trust me so I can promote you. Don't become satisfied because you got a little success. I don't deal with little success. I deal with good success. So I'm saying, wisdom said, that which is your hindrance this morning, now turn into your favor. Why? You'll know how to deal with it. It's not the situation, it's what you do with it. And so now, by you wearing the crown of wisdom, you're going to have invisible insight. the image of your success you will see through your inside eyes. You hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me give that to you again. The most crisis moment in your life is about to explode into your favor. Listen, all traffic that is hindering your faith will be detoured to another route. You will not see them again. Talk to me up in here. All traffic that is detouring your faith. Things that have seemed to be a dilemma, a disaster, will be detoured into another route. Be detoured in another route. You will, listen, did I get it? You will see, you will not see them again. Very important what I'm about to say now, because I think we've been robbed along this line. May your soul be filled with the wisdom of God. That means may your thinking, may your feeling, may your conscience, may your will be filled with the wisdom of God. Seeing what you can't see. May a divine microscope come in your eyes that you'll be able. That's what wisdom is, you see. Wisdom is seeing beyond. See, you're wearing this crown. Go back to that fourth verse. Go back, because I want you to see this ornament of grace and this crown of glory. Jesus Christ. This ornament of grace and this crown of glory is only for one people. The church. The believer. The heathen can't wear this crown. And the reason that the heathen can act like they're equal to you is because you haven't been wearing your crown like you should. You're supposed to be able to make decisions that shake a meeting up. What is he talking about? What is she talking about? You're talking from another world. You're talking from another dimension of wisdom. There's worldly wisdom, but we're talking about the God kind of wisdom. We're talking about supernatural wisdom belong to the children of God. Are you hearing me? Yes. Say it. Supernatural wisdom, belong to me now. You cannot jam me up. You heard yourself? Because as you say these things, deposits are being made. Deposit, hear me. Deposits are being made and dilemmas are dying. No, I'm going to say it again. Now, y'all don't, see, y'all going to rob me. I ain't going to be able to say this stuff. Deposits are being made. Supernatural deposits are being made and demonic dilemmas are dying. You move, you have the ability, wearing this crown, you have the ability to move in supernatural strategies. You become a jigsaw puzzle to the enemy. He don't know the next spot. He don't know what to put it in because he don't know what you're going to do. He has no idea. He can't control you no more because you're operating in the God kind of wisdom. Somebody say amen up in here. Just at the beginning, 3/4 of your problem just been knocked out. I wish somebody give God glory here. Worry, fear, anxiety, stress, Leave those who wear the crown of wisdom. They don't have nothing to worry about. They got insight. They don't have nothing to be fearful about. They have insight of the frightening factor. So when your soul is filled with wisdom, so that all your thoughts, what I said? Watch this. And all your will come in total agreement with the plan of God for your life. All your thought, you heard that? You heard that? All your thought and all your will come in total agreement with the plan of God for your life. Wow. You heard that, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
You heard it?
Yes, sir.
That is so powerful, man. Wisdom. This is what wisdom. Wisdom get all your thought and all your will in total agreement with the plan that God had for your life. What do you think going to happen to you? What do you think going to happen to you? What do you think going to happen to you? What do you think going to happen to you? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He wasn't talking to us. He was talking to sinners. Read that in Isaiah 55. Y'all stop taking the sinner's message. Y'all are children of God. Your thought, God thought is my thought. God's ways are my ways. I have a right to God's thought. I have a right to God's way because I'm his son. So I can outthink a devil. I can outthink a demon. Demon can't outthink me. I'll outthink. What? Because of this wisdom. Can y'all take any more? That'll preach for a week, that boy.
Yes, sir.
And it belongs to you. I mean, you got to be no special Christian.
Amen.
Spiritual maturity. And we need to grow up in this church.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual maturity. Start teaching y'all a little bit about hell, and y'all just start dying in your mind. Spiritual maturity cannot exist without consistent wisdom flowing through your heart.
Yes, sir.
Spiritual maturity. See, it's so important that we operate in spiritual maturity.
Yes, sir.
You can't be a child all your life. You can't be ignorant and the enemy robbing you.
Yes, sir.
If you're in a good church, you ought to be growing.
Right.
Like this morning. This is a growing moment this morning.
Yes,
see, it's a spiritual maturity. Everybody say spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
Look at the point next to you and tell them, you just need to grow up. Tell them. You grow up, man, in the spirit. Grow up. Don't miss the word because this is a shouting word here. The Holy Spirit is calling my attention. And he give me this stuff, but as I teach it, you teaching me consistent wisdom.
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Something come.
Yes.
You rise up in consistent wisdom.
Yes.
I know what to do with it. Especially you men, listen to me.
Yes,
y'all head of your home.
Yes,
you got to operate in consistent wisdom, man.
Yes, sir.
These women dependent on us.
Yeah, amen.
We can't be crying, talking about, I don't know what we're going to do. See, what our marriage here? What is this here? Man, a man who walk in wisdom is a mighty man. Now tell me, just on the bridge of this teaching this morning, tell me, if you heard a few things I said now, what can defeat you? That's the way the Father designed you to win. You're designed to have good success. You're designed to win. You're designed to be healthy all the days of your life. You're designed to be wealthy. You're designed to be happy. Say, ha, ha, ha. That's what wisdom's saying. Wisdom laugh at your adversary. Because wisdom said, come on, get a little closer. Yeah, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Wisdom has the ability to make you vanish out of your enemy's mind. I know you said, tell somebody, hold my head, please. Hold my head in your hand just a little while. Wisdom has the ability to make you vanish out of your enemy mind, and your enemy want to find you but can't find you. I've seen people try to put their hand on men and women of God and Christians, and they went blind. They couldn't find the person standing right by them. They can't even see them. Because God didn't put them, God didn't blind them to you can't touch my child. We're talking about beyond normal living. Christians live too normal. Let's go a little further. We're talking about this crown of glory we're wearing, this crown of wisdom. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is so pure, P-U-R-E. It will keep you from being contaminated or derailed. No matter what happened, no matter what has happened or what is happening.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
See, look at it. It's right there on the board for you. See, it's pure. That's one of the definitions of God's wisdom. It's pure. It's not a trickster. It don't want to hurt nobody, but it know how to get out the way.
Yeah.
In the next 10 or 15 minutes, every problem will be solved in here.
Thank you, Lord.
See, the word of God is so powerful. It's so powerful, and God speaks so firmly to his children when they listen. You really don't have a problem. You know why? Listen to this. Wisdom cannot have problem.
Thank you, Lord.
Good God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo, Leroy. You heard that? Wisdom cannot have a problem. If you got a problem, you're out of wisdom. You cannot, my brothers and sisters, you cannot confuse wisdom. So if you're walking in wisdom, you cannot be confused. You always have the answer. God gave you a supernatural answer. But I tell you, to operate in wisdom, you're going to have to operate in faith. See, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But to operate in wisdom, you're going to have to operate in faith to follow the orders of wisdom. I'm preaching. To follow the orders. Wisdom gives you certain orders that you cannot do naturally.
Yes, sir.
You got to be a believer.
Yes, sir.
To operate in the God kind of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Because it will not be normal instruction.
Yes, sir.
It's instruction. You can't go get a second emotion. Another person's opinion. Because he wasn't talking to the other person. He's talking to you. So if you got to ask 9 people, you're not trusting God. You got to have somebody, I want you to weigh this out. This don't sound right. I want you to weigh this out. No, you need to trust God and do it, then come back and tell them the results. Listen. Having the wisdom of God, you listening?
Yes.
Manifesting in your life is always a present help in the time of trouble. You don't have to go look for it. You'll be able to say, I saw you when you was coming. And this is how I'm going to deal with you. God already told me you were coming. You're going to try to take me out. You're going to try to stop me. You're going to try to cross me up. Try to make me a failure, but I already got the answer for you. That's how God works. How many of y'all seen what I'm saying here? Remember now, you're not in a drama class. This is not a drama class. This is not in a make-believe class. This is a reality that's so real, if you're not in faith, it's going to look like make-belief. But this, that crown you're wearing of the manifold wisdom of God. Not wisdom, not just wisdom, the manifold wisdom of God. Say it, the manifold wisdom of God. I'm wearing the crown of the manifold wisdom of God. You ready? No matter what degree the trouble claims to be, you know that you're free. No matter what degree the trouble claims to be, you know that you're free. Is anything? Oh, answer me now. Answer me, answer me. If God is for me, no weapon See, that's wisdom language. Wisdom jump up and say, all the weapons in the world, wisdom jump up and say, no weapon. I mean, do you know all the weapons, wisdom? Do wisdom know all the weapons? Absolutely. So he said to you, as you operate in me, no weapon. There's not a weapon made by demonic powers can prosper against you as you walk and talk in my wisdom. That's why the scripture says, watch what the scripture said. Wisdom is the principal thing. And all you'll get it, get understanding. You're out of sight. You can't be touched. You can't be stopped. Satan do not have God's wisdom. He can't. You got to be a child of God to have it. I want you to rock a little bit and say, I got it. I got it. I got it, man. I got it. It's in there. It's in there. I don't care. It's in there. I don't care if you're a lazy Christian. It's in there. It's in there. It's in there. I don't care if you're a communion coming Christian. It's in there. I got the pastor a little bit on the side. You know what I'm saying? Pastor a little bit. All right. Now, that's an element of wisdom called joy. You haven't really experienced real joy until you learn how to function in wisdom. Joy I can't hear you. And full of glory. What kind of joy? What kind of joy is this? Joy that I can't tell you all of it. I don't have the word to express it. I'm running when I'm standing still. I'm shouting when I'm sitting down. Joy is this. What a joy. This is what we should have. We got to stop dealing with all these little Mickey Mouse problems and acting like we're regular folk. We're walking in the wisdom of God. It produces joy. Now, I'm about to show you something now. I'm about to show you something about your joy and how wisdom equate to your joy. You can't have, my goodness, you can't have real joy without wisdom. See, wisdom shows joy the future. Watch out, see, wisdom will cause you to shout ahead of time. Wisdom, listen to me. Wisdom plays your future victory ahead of time. Shake your hand like this and no more stumbling. I can see where I'm going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No more stumbling. I can see where I'm going. Wisdom showing me ahead of time. And wisdom have a bunch of words followed all the time. Win. W-I-N. Win. They follow. Win. Thousands of wins. Millions of wins, trillions of wins follow wisdom. Why? Wisdom never lose. You go home and shout to the raffles. And you got to repeat this stuff to you. You see, when you say wisdom never lose. Wisdom always win. And therefore I have wisdom. So it means, no matter how it looks, give God praise. Come on. Give God praise. You leave here as a divine winner. You leave here today as a supernatural winner. You are not in God's family for nothing. You leaving here living on the cutting edge of wisdom. I'll tell you one that help you. All of your flaws is sitting under the hot iron of wisdom this morning. And they're going to be pressed out of your life so you can have 100% victory in everything you're dealing with. Can I get a loud amen there?
Amen.
This is nothing extra. This belongs to us as children of God. This is the way the Father designed us.
Thank you, Lord.
Divinely to win.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know where you are? Do you know where you are now? Yes, right now? You're in the presence of God.
Yes, I am. Yes. Thank you, Father.
You're being ministered to by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
And God is releasing his love in his house.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it, Father.
In spite of all my shortcomings.
I receive it, Father.
In spite of all my failures, in spite of all my weakness, God still come talk to me like this.
Yes,
tell me how much he loved me and how much he want me to win.
Yes,
what a loving God. I know I haven't been all I need to be. I haven't done all I need to do. But still this morning, he let me sit here and talk to me like that.
Yes.
Like I never did nothing wrong. Jesus Christ, what a good God. What a good God. Let me show you about that joy. Go ahead, get your pen ready. Let me show you about that joy. I'm walking in boldness, access, and confidence. That's what I'm walking in. Boldness, access, and confidence. That's what I'm walking in. That's what I'm walking in. You can't, you won't know how I'm walking. I'm walking in the boldness of wisdom, the access of wisdom, and the confidence. Come on, write that down. In the boldness of wisdom, the access of wisdom, and the confidence of wisdom. That's what I'm walking in.
Hallelujah.
I see these lawyers here. When you walk in the courtroom floor, you remember this church? That's what I want you walking in. You're a wisdom lawyer.
Preach, apostle.
You win every case.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When these young lawyers, I got 3 or 4 men here. When y'all walk the floor, all remember apostle with me. I had a son, cut out of our shop. I had a son try to pay off multi-million-dollar church, and the enemy start putting a little pressure on him. He got to pay it all. But he said, when the enemy come in the room, he said, wait a minute, enemy, I want you to know, I'm not in this room by myself. The apostle's here with me. He said he left. He left and he paid the church off millions of dollars. Yeah. What a joy to know what to do at all times with accuracy. For the God kind of wisdom, never misses its target. You hear what I said? Never misses. So that's what keeps me full of joy. I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, but one thing I know, you got it. He's going to do it. And I know he never misses. The wisdom of God never misses its target. That'll rally your joy. That'll keep you joyful. Count it all joy when you fall in various trial and temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So you're wearing this crown of wisdom. You're wearing it. The crown of the manifold wisdom of God. See, God's word is his wisdom. God's, write this down, God's word is his wisdom. So you got his wisdom in your hand. God's way is his wisdom. And God's will is his wisdom. Warfare become a wimp in the presence of God's wisdom. You heard that? So what you all upset about? Because a few things not working out right. You're dealing with a wimp. If you turn around and say wisdom real loud, he'll leave. Now listen, children, based on the manifold wisdom of God, the text we read, Ephesians 3:10, and Proverbs 4 and 9. I'm just working from these two verses. There's a lot of verses in that third chapter. But wisdom, if you embrace wisdom, if you exalt wisdom, wisdom will promote you. And so I got to get you to that point where you'll know how to embrace and how to exalt wisdom. But listen at this statement from the Lord. He says this. Today, say everybody say today.
Today.
Now listen very carefully and accurately. Divine insight is being placed in you for your next move. Divine insight is being placed in me for my next move.
For my next move, yes, sir. Glory to God. I receive that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That means nothing never slips up on me.
Glory to God.
Because operating in wisdom, I always have divine insight for my next move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
See, there's no inaccuracies in God.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
You know, God never misses turn.
Right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
He can't because he is the turn.
Right. Yeah.
You understand me?
Yes,
sir. That's the way you got to see him.
Right.
What they're saying. Your next dilemma will be a promotion.
Yeah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, sir. Glory to God.
You see, everything that comes to you is a promotion in disguise.
Right. Yes, hallelujah.
If you don't start crying, oh, Lord, why me? Don't start crying.
Right.
Say, all right, Lord, give me wisdom with this thing.
Yes, sir.
Let's deal with this thing. I don't know if y'all going to be able to handle this. Because your life is about to be sped up. Your victories, your success. The next moment that I read this, everything about to speed up in your life. Every good thing is about to speed up in my life. Say it. And say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready for it to speed up. Now, in this statement, it's a wisdom statement I'm about to give you. But watch what it says. I'll try to read it slowly. She'll put it up for you. Knowing this, that the covenant of wisdom move quicker than the speed of light. For you see, wisdom is light functioning at its max. Got it? Look at it again. Know this, that the covenant of wisdom move quicker than the light, 186,000 miles per second. Light. The covenant of wisdom move quicker than the speed of light, for you see, wisdom is light functioning at its max. Other words, wisdom light is not normal light.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Hear the word of the Lord. And we need to know this, because we don't supposed to live normal. And what wisdom does, wisdom opens up the mystery of life. So when wisdom open it, is no longer a mystery. It become a matter for you to operate in by faith. I don't know how much more y'all can take. I'll go ahead and serve y'all communion now, right now, because y'all, this thing getting, man, you know what I mean? Wisdom open up the mystery of life. Otherwise, wisdom open up the mysteries of life. It's mystery. I'm misprinting it. Wisdom opens up the mysteries of life. There are miracle paths that you should be walking in. But you're not going to walk in them unless wisdom opens them up. I mean, every step should be a miracle. Every step you make should be a miracle. You should be a sign and a wonder yourself as the glory of God and the grace of God meet and shake hands in your life. It produces a life that you cannot explain. God dog it, man. Grace and glory over your head is shaking hand today to bring you into dimension you've never been in before. Do you know what happened when grace and glory start functioning together in one person? You imagine grace and glory catching hand and putting you in the center and just walking with you, taking you places to destiny you couldn't reach by yourself. Somebody give God glory. It sounds foreign, but this is what belongs to the children of God. This is what belongs to the people of God. I'm not by myself. Grace with me. I'm not by myself. Glory with me. All that God is. All that God has. All that God can do is with me.
Oh my God.
I'm covered with favor from head to toe. I don't only have a shield of faith. I have a shield of favor I'm wearing. So people do things for me they don't want to do. They don't know why they're doing it. They don't know why they're doing it. I just got to do it. I don't even like it. But it's something emanating from him. I just got to do this. I don't like the way she walked. But I still got to do this for her. She wearing something. I don't know what it is. It's not the perfume, I know. It's not the cologne. I don't know what she got, but she wearing something that has attracted me to do something out of the ordinary. God damn it. Oh, man. That's your life, man. That's your life, man. We've been living below our means, man. That's your life. Tell somebody, that's your life. That's the kind of life you're supposed to be living. Tell them. That's the kind of life you're supposed to. I said tell them. Y'all ain't telling nobody nothing. That's the kind of life you're supposed to live. Get tired eating macaroni and cheese. Ought to be a better place. I'm going to close, children. I feel the Holy Ghost. it's the way Star So, you know. Star So bunks 100. Hallelujah. She just loves to sow. She got money, she loves to sow it. Tell you what, she's sowing it in the right place. She's going to get dividends off of that, baby. I know I'm hot ground. According to how you feel about yourself, that's you. You don't mess with my feeling. I know I'm hot ground. What, now, if you want to be cold ground or medium ground, be that. But I know what I am. Shoot, I ain't gonna let you name my ground. Name your own ground. You ready for this? Wisdom is the master key for promotion. Wisdom is the master key. I don't care where you work at. I don't care where you live at. I don't care what college you went to or what college you didn't go to. I'm not a college graduate. I'm a multimillionaire. Pretty good, isn't it? I stay in a mansion. I drive Rolls Royces. I fly in jets. I live a pretty good life. It's wisdom that did it. Wisdom is the master key to your promotion. I declare promotion on everybody up in here. What you want? What you desire? What is your heart desire? When you're under this kind of preaching, baby, when you're under this kind of preaching, you can get in. You can go anywhere, be anything. What? If you're just listening to them, I'm trying to expose you to your God. Expose you to your divine life. The Bible didn't just say he gave you eternal life. He gave you another kind of life. I give you abundant life. I dare you say this. I am abundant. Oh, you. There you go. There we go. Say it again. I am abundant. Say it again. Woo. He heard you. He heard you. He heard you. You won't have no more lack in your life. I am abundant. Oh, wow. Woo, I feel that, boy. Woo, I got some help on that. What? Help me, boy. Help me with that. Help me with it. I am abundant.
I am abundant.
That's wisdom.
I am wisdom.
Woo.
I am joy.
I am peace.
I am victory.
I am long life.
I am healthy.
I am strong.
I am rich.
Woo. Yes, I just want you to get a little, I want you to get a little frigid with me. I am. Come on. I am. Come on. I am. Now throw both hands in the air and praise God. Is that you desire to happen in your life?
Yes, sir.
Right now, think about it and just say, I am.
I am. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
What you need to happen? You're in the house of the living God. What you need to happen? I'm his representative. What you need to happen? All you got to do is say, I am. Why you think Jesus kept saying, I am? Now, some of y'all going to get scared when I say this. But he knows what I'm saying. I am called God on the carpet.
I am called God on the carpet.
You understand what I'm saying here?
Yes,
yeah. I'm understanding. God said, she trusts me that much?
Yes.
To say I am? When you say, I am, you are putting God's name on the line. And God won't permit his name to be put on the line and don't do something about it. And he gave us that right as his children. He's such a good God. You know, you see, what we think is disrespectful is respectful. And what we think is respectful is disrespectful. Let me explain that. Let me explain that. We're trying to be easy on God about our desire. That's disrespectful. We're trying to give God an easy budget to meet. That's disrespectful. God said, you can't do no better than that. You don't want no more than that. You come here with this little Mickey Mouse prayer. Why are you wasting my time? You could have done that yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Ask me for something over your head. The reason a lot of your prayers not answered, you ask too small. And God is taking care of the majors first. So you way down the line. You like, so she could have did this herself. It's that person who's wild enough to ask me for something they never saw nobody else with. That's the person I'm going to answer. That person is acting in my kind of wisdom. My children, their desire requests cannot make me nervous. Tell my children I'm waiting on somebody who trusts me enough to live above the status quo. Tell my children I want somebody when they look at them to say, wow, what kind of God are they serving? Lift your hand and praise God. Almost preaching time. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Something happened to me here this morning. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't going there. Listen. I'm going to give you one or two more. You can stay standing because I'm going to close in a minute. Wisdom, this crown of wisdom, this God kind of wisdom, this pure wisdom, this divine wisdom, this supernatural wisdom, steps clearly into divine matters. It stepped clearly into divine matter. In other words, no doubt about it. You listening? Wisdom, this kind of wisdom, is the door to all manifestation. Oh no, y'all ain't gonna rob me like that. I'm sure enough gonna close now. This is the door to all manifestation. Houses, cars, and land are the smallest manifestation in them, though. Size of houses. That's small manifestation. When you walk through the door of wisdom, wisdom Bill mentioned like Solomon. That when you walk through the front door, you'll fall out. 2 hours later, they give you something to eat. I told Creflo, I'm going to put a chandelier in my house, make somebody fall out. I'll be, I got it. Wisdom, listen, how many of y'all need some manifestation in your life, some things you're believing for? I just told you the answer. God just crowned you with it. Wisdom opened the door to all manifestation. Everything God said he can do is in through the door of wisdom. Because God is wisdom. And wisdom is God. So I'm crowned with the manifold wisdom of God. Say it.
I'm crowned with
the manifold
wisdom of God.
I'm wearing
the crown
of the manifold wisdom of God.
Wisdom is
seized. You have to know that wisdom, you have to know this. Come on, we're trying to close here. You have to know that the wisdom of God is the principal thing of life. Got it? Never forsake wisdom. Never let wisdom depart from thee. And it'll always keep thee. When you embrace the word, the will, and the ways of God, you are embracing wisdom. We'll take up there. I didn't say it, because I done said too much already up in here this morning. See, because y'all can't take no more so much. The first 2 points I said I could have finished. Because you got to eat off that. You got to eat up. I didn't give you too much this morning. I've overfed you. You don't have no idea what you're packing until you reread your notes and pause every statement. Pause and wait for it to be addressed. Every statement, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost coming. Every statement I made, pause and give the Holy Ghost time to address it. Because you'll get 15 or 16 things more out of it. See, every statement I made to you is impregnant. I said impregnant. With the wisdom of God, and it's not a 9 month season. It's not a 9 month pregnancy. It's a right now pregnancy. The baby ready to come out right now. Now faith is a substance. Now unto him that is able to do. Not later, now. All the blessings that I spoke, they are activated right now. They'll happen to you before you get to your house. They'll be standing in your yard waiting on you when you lay down tonight. Wisdom gonna walk all around your bed, tap you on your shoulder to remind you what thus saith the Lord. Wisdom gonna be in your car when you get in your car. Wherever you sit down to eat, wisdom gonna sit down with you. When you fly, star, wisdom gonna fly with you. Everywhere you go, wisdom gonna be waiting on you. Wisdom gonna be going with you. Wisdom gonna be behind you. Wisdom gonna be on both sides of you. Wisdom gonna be everywhere you go. You will not be by yourself no longer. You don't have to fight the battle. The battle is not yours. It's the battle of wisdom. You don't have to answer your enemy. The wisdom gonna be your answer. You're blessed going in, and you're blessed coming out. You the head, and you'll never be the tail no more. You the lender, and you're not the borrower. Are you listening to me today? Wisdom is walking with you. It's not only walking with you, but wisdom has become the path that you're walking on. Yeah, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm the rule in the midst of my enemy. Take your hand off of me. I'm a child of the living God. Take your hand off of my children. Take your hand off of my wife. Take your hand off of my grandchildren. Take your hand off the member of Word of Life Christian Center. Take your hand off of my partner. Take, oh my goodness. Your hand, boy. Your hand, communion.